This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's New Year's Eve, 2008. We've seen so many things take place in our world, especially over the last year. And we're about to see even more unprecedented events taking place as we proceed from here until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've been sounding the alarm publicly for at least 3 years. And the Spirit of the Lord has been faithful to give his messengers, those that will stand up and speak in his name, warnings, calling people into repentance, to acknowledging the truth that's in Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. He's King. And he's coming back again. He died for the sins of the world. He was resurrected after 3 days, according to the scripture. And indeed, he is coming back to receive those that love him and are looking for him. He will appear with salvation. But unto those that have rejected him and despised him, woe unto them, woe. These are very important days. In fact, the Spirit of the Lord is brooding right now upon the earth for those that can perceive. He's speaking, he's dealing. We don't want to miss what the Spirit of God is doing right now. And I have on the line right now a precious, godly woman, my friend of mine named Connie Hodson from Fort Madison, Iowa. And I appreciate this woman of God. And we've been speaking specifically since about July of this year. And she's standing with me praying that the word of God would go forth, that God's will for my life would take place. And I pray for hers because her passion is to walk with Jesus Christ and to fulfill his will for her life. And she's a blessing. And she's going to be a blessing to you too. Connie, God bless you.
God bless you, Trevor. You are a big blessing to me.
Thank you, Connie. You know, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of our Savior cleanses us from all sin. And it's amazing the unity that people can have in Jesus Christ as we'll truly submit to his lordship and recognize the importance of this hour. We have such a special bond, more than that a child would have with his parents or with his natural brothers, but there's such a unity with the true brothers and sisters that are in Jesus Christ that are pursuing the kingdom of God that's coming, it's nigh at hand. But Connie, I want you to share today with our listeners about, you know, we know that God's sounding an alarm. We know that this is days like we've never seen before. But he's talking to us right now. He's calling us to be quiet, to be still. And I know that that's made real to you. You've been sharing that with me.
For me, God has called me to a time of quiet, a time of fasting. Prayer is so important. But he wants us to be in a place where we can hear him, where we can understand what it is that he's trying to tell us and show us. He wants us to be able to, in the days that are coming, to be able to stand and to stand firm. And we can't if we don't hear him. He is the only thing that is going to carry us through what's coming on this earth.
That's true, Connie. It's so easy to put our faith, our confidence, trust in so many things. We could trust in ourselves. We could trust in our money. We can trust in government or the defense system, but all that is a curse. We're told that in the Bible. But the blessing comes by trusting in God, him alone, completely trusting him. And there's great opposition, great storm coming, torrential things. But we need to be, like you said, quiet and still and have this absolute total assurance in our heart, whom's purchased us, that he's going to keep us through these days.
Come to the place. place where we realize that we can put our hope and our faith in a lot of different things mm-hmm. in this world. But He is the only thing. Jesus Christ is the only thing that is worthy of our love and our faith. That's all I know, Trevor.
You do know that, Connie. I mean, I've heard your testimony, how you went most of your life without the Lord, and you lost your husband. It completely changed your life, and you give God the glory that the love that you always had, that you always needed, you found it in the Lord, and you've discovered that He's so real to you, and He forgave you your sins.
Lived 59 years of my life without Him, without Jesus Christ. And I thought I knew everything. But yet, I knew there was a God, but I feared the God that I knew because I knew I was a sinner. But I could not see that Jesus would ever forgive me. But I came, He called, He kept me, and finally, He found me and I found Him. He was always there, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Trevor, when I met Jesus, my life began. A lot of people think they have to clean themselves. No. We can't do that. We come to Him, and He is the Savior. He is the one that cleanses us. And He loves us. And when we meet Jesus, our lives change so that you would not realize how your life can change and how wonderful my life is. My life has never been so good until I met Jesus. Turning upside down in my world. And it is, I cannot sing His praises enough. And my prayer is that every person that hears this, that you will just call out to Jesus. Allow Him to do the work in you that each one of us needs.
Connie, the scripture says that the Lord is nigh those that call upon Him and call upon Him in truth. And you see, there may be people hearing you today and they hear what you're saying, but they haven't experienced what you're talking about. They may be religious. They may have talked the language, but there's a void. They're still in bondage to sin. And if we call on the Lord and we're really serious and with all our heart we seek Him, we'll find Him. And if you meet Jesus Christ, like you said, Connie, it changes you. You won't be the same. And He does the work. He washes us. He cleanses us. We're to learn of Jesus. And we're different. We're wired differently. We respond differently. And it's wonderful. But we've got to put our all-in-all faith and trust in Him. And we're going to learn that money can't save us. Our families can't save us. Our country can't save us. It's truly only the Lord. But I believe that the sincerity is the issue, Connie. And I see what in your life, you're so sincere that you've been broken before the Lord, and it's worked a godly sorrow, repentance that Apostle Paul talked about. You know, he said, Paul said that, you know, you haven't repented after a worldly sorrow because that's death, but a godly sorrow. And when we repent before the Lord, like Connie, like you were urging people to truly be sorry for their sins before the Lord, it works such a zeal in us and an indignation, and we don't want to ever be the same. We don't want to hurt our Lord because we love him. How do you preserve your love relationship with the Lord?
It's a daily walk, Trevor. It's a 24-hour a day walk. People have to realize I'm 66, and you know I'm not in the work world anymore, and I have great grandbabies, but I don't have a family. But for me, he is the first thing that I think of and I speak to when I wake. And he is the last thing that I think of and speak to at night. And it's just through the day. He is my focus. He is my all in all, Trevor. Without him, I am dead. I am lost. You were speaking about religion. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. It doesn't have anything to do with going to a church. It has to do with you and me and Jesus. It is so real. The 93rd Psalm. That is my favorite psalm. And I just cannot walk close enough and get close enough to him. Trevor, he hung on that cross for me. Loved me before he even knew me. I just wish that I had known him my whole life. Mm-hmm. That I could have walked with him all of these years. But oh, Trevor, I am so thankful that he waited for me.
Connie, the Lord's not willing to lose one, but he's willing that all that come to repentance and acknowledging the truth. The coming of the Lord is drawing near. It's at hand. And the things that Jesus said that would come to pass before his second coming are becoming evident. This is the day or the hour to be watching and praying. Be found faithful doing as your master would call you to be, loving people, considerate of the needs of others. So sanctify the Lord in your heart right now. Set him apart. Let him be so real to you within your deep recesses of your being right now that you may be able to answer every man for the reason of the hope that lies within you in meekness and respect. The Lord is real. He loves you. And his coming is nigh, right at hand. God bless you.